Crusaders, they have the base armor, base, sheer, press.
The Indian Gitten, Einoy Kane. Rava says that what you just saw, the Indian Gitten, Einoy Kane. By Gitten, it's not like that. The Indian Gitten, Einoy Kane. Says Rashi, Linyan Gittin Enokain, Alefichach Koi. The Ashmeinach Ikvas Ainus Pachosaminam is Ainus, Linyan Gittin Ain, Tainus Ainus, my Ellis. Imnasan get the Ishtoi, Amanas, my Ove Adzman Pliny, Yehe get, Beloiba, raise a get, Minyachalam Ainus Ayisi. Okay. Rashi says, this is going back to the Lefichach. We're going back to the Lefichach. Rava says, "Ule inyan gitin eino kain." We saw it. Amar Alf. He said, "Lefiha cholahu shachosiyos shapirsa nida eino no ma'ila lo mezoinos." Says Rava, "Ule inyan gitin eino kain." Great. Rabbi said, "Just pshat over here for a second. I was wondering when I read the Gemara, what did I think Rava was going back on? Anyone? Did, which,
previous statement.
Which was the previous statement,
Rav Ashi,
which was who? Rav Ashi. I thought Rav was going back on Rav Ashi. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, "La'olam, emel akon to loyachla." In other words, there's oinus. So then comes Rav. Inyan gittin ain a kain. I thought Rav was going back on Rav Ashi. Why does Rashi bring Rav back to the lefichach beforehand? I tell you what the pshat is. Rabbi say. This is just simple pshat, and I think there's no, there's nothing not true about this. Sometimes you say that, you can say this, say that. I think this is bullshit. If you look, I have in by my desk, I have a list of all of the Amoroim. So Rava was the Rebbe of Rav Ashi. Rava was the Rebbe of Rav Ashi, and he was the Talmud of Rav Yosef. Now, it's not likely that Rava is giving a comment on something that Rav Ashi said. It's more likely that Rava is making a comment on something that Rav Yosef said, because Rav Yosef was Rava's Rebbe. So his Rebbe told him, Leficha chalu shachalsi pishtanida. Rashi said, Leficha, who said that? Says Rashi, Rav Yosef misayim le mishmei denapshe, was Rav Yosef. Comes along Rava, and he's going back on what his Rebbe said. Now, Rav Ashi was probably coming because Rava, his Rebbe, seemed to support Rav Yosef. Rav Ashi is a Talmud of Rava. So, therefore, Enochanami, the Gemara is not going in chronological order when the Gemara brought Rav Ashi before him, because Rav Ashi is just finishing that whole discussion. But Rava is not going to, like, say after Rav Ashi says his thing, oh, I'm going to comment on that. Kipshuta, Rava's comment is going back on Rav Yosef. Okay. What does he say? Linyan gittin ain't okay. Alma kasava rubber ain't oinus begitten. Now the Gemara is going to try to figure out minale le Rava ha. Where does Rava get this from? And we have a whole discussion here in the Gemara as to what's going on with Rava. The Gemara then tries to bring Raya's back and forth here and there from Mishnah's, from Brisa's, from Shmuel, then from Rava himself. And the Gemara, at the top of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, says the Gemara. This is the Gemara. Ika da Amri, Amar Rava v'chein le'inyin gittin. There are those that say that Rava says, also for gittin. Alma kasav Rava yesh oinus begittin. And then the Gemara goes to the same thing, just inverted. What we thought were rayas to Rava, akashas to Rava, we thought were answers or really questions. Everything is just, because now the Gemara is saying Rava said the opposite. Okay, this is the same. Comes along the Achroinim, and they ask the following question. Why is Rava saying this, like, right after, on the heels of what he heard from his Rebbe, Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef said there's something called Oinus, Menageta Mezoinus. Great. Is Mezoinus the only place we ever saw Oinus? What? No. Right? We see Oinus all over the place. Nainis, if a woman is a vada relationship, bainis. Lanala sasadavar. A man's machal Shabbos, bainis. He's not chayiv. Anytime a person is oinis, there's a din, which is oinis rachmana patre. So comes along Rav and says, Ulinyan gitin einokain, which you saw before. Rashi says, which you saw before, that oinis works for mezoinis. Forget oinis doesn't work. What does it have to do with mezoinis? Just say, there's no oinis by gittin. You find oinis everywhere. Kol Torah Kula, we find oinis. Well, the Inyan gittin, there's no oinis. But Rashi says, no, Rav is saying it over here. He's going back on you, said there's an oinis by mezoinis. There's only oinis by mezoinis, not by get. What do you mean, only oinis by mezoinis? There's oinis everywhere.
Maybe the Gemara's bringing it down here for a reason. Maybe the Gemara is comparing gittin to kedushin, and we think that everything is the same by gittin and kedushin. So he's bringing up in gittin how it would be.
But it seems like it's not only been Ogea to the correlation between Gittin and Kedushin, because over there we're really discussing a very particular Nekuda of Mizoinus. Somehow it seems that we're comparing what we saw there by Mizoinus to what we're seeing over here by our case of Get. And somehow this is not going to be like all other oinus. If it's like all other oinus, so why should we mechalik between get and kedushin and misa and Shabbos and everything? There's a klal, umetum. Umetum means everywhere. There's a klal, oinus, rachmana, patre. Do we need Gemara to say oinus rachmana patre also benageya to chelev? Oinus rachmana patre also benageya to shatness. Oinus rachmana patre benageya to do we that?
Also, why is it brought down in
service? Well, it's on the heels of this, right? Yeah, it's obviously on the heels of this thing. More than that, says the Bikurei Reuven, the Gemara says v'chein le'inyan gittin. What does Rav have to say that for? What do you mean? Shkoyach! You have oinus rachmana patre everywhere! If he's coming to say, over here it doesn't work, okay, somehow he's trying to put the brakes on oinus. What's the chelin you're getting? Shkoyach! Oinus rachmana patre! What's going on over here? So the Achronim say two different mahalach. Somehow there's something unique here. Right, there's something here which we find by mezoinus, and we're finding also over here by our din of get. Says the Ayelas Hashachar. He says this. The Ayelas Hashachar is Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, and he says even though Kol HaTorah Kulo Einis Rachmana Patre, but I would think over here not. Why? Because in most places. What's the vort? The vort is when a person does something ba'inus, right? He kills someone ba'inus. He's mechal Shabbos ba'inus. He's mezane ba'inus. Something happens. He's doing something. He's being active. Ba'inus Rachmana Patre says we are not going to hold you responsible for what you did. But what's happening over here? Over here he says, "Or is it bitech gitech imloy basi if I don't come?" So what did he do? Nothing. It's what he didn't do. So does Einus Rachmana Patre go so far to say that you're not held responsible for what you didn't do? That's a chiddush, says Rabbi Aaron Leib. Same thing over there by Kedushin. By Kedushin, what happened? He gives man veloy nisu. He was supposed to do what? Supposed to marry her, and he didn't marry her. So as an Einus, he didn't do it.
So, there are the cases of Inus when you didn't do something.
Oh, like what?
Not having a bris, not bringing a carbon, and then you have to bring it.
Also, once we say it, why would we say it?
So he's saying, what about if a person is an oinus and doesn't have a bris? So over there, it's also. Yeah, but mitzvah says, but I'd say, why not any mitzvah? Why not any mitzvah say? Come. Why not any mitzvah say?
Do it after that.
Because any mitzvah say, there's no discussion of any type of repercussions, any punishment. So Korban Pesach and Mila, where it's there's a chiv karas if you don't do it. So then there's something that Kilu holding you responsible, but he doesn't do it because he's an oinus. It's very good. And they're saying very good.
If we learned it out already, why do we need to see if I came when you get there? We need to speak it out.
If we're saying when you get an anal cane, we're saying that it doesn't work. You have to understand why it does. Because what I understand from Ezzy is that, okay, if this is not the way onus works, so then why does it work over here? How does it work over here? That's what we have to figure out. We're showing that these cases are not the regular onus. This is not regular onus. It could be that what the chiddush is that this is also included in onus rachmana patria, and maybe there's a special type of onus working here, not the regular onus that we got to figure out. Okay. Now comes the Bikuri Ruvain. He says a different pshat. Says the Bikuri Ruvain. What? Because mizaynus is also, it's passive. I didn't do anything. So by mizaynus we see by not doing all you responsible also over here. Comes along, the Bikuri Ruvain says similar but different. Ruvain Shapansky says, listen, usually when do we find the concept of oinus? When a person is supposed to be held responsible. So the question is, do we punish you or not? In other words, the concept of oinus has always been a gear to oinchim, then again to being a person punished. So oinus is a ptur me oinchim, like it says in the pasuk. Linara lo yisaseh davar. What does that mean? Don't do anything to her. Don't do anything to her. Don't punish them. But over here, it's not necessarily been a gea to whether or not we want to punish you or not. The question is, lemaisa, we have a contract. The contract says, did he come?
No.
So the get should be a get. He didn't come. I don't. You're going to tell me, excuse me. We're not looking to punish. It's not punishment. You. It's not punishment. It's just, Lamaisa, did you come, yes or no? A person was Machal Shabbos. He was an Oinus. So he says, I know it's Machal Shabbos, but don't punish me. Okay, we won't punish you.
Fine.
So then we won't punish you. But over here, we're not coming to punish him. We're saying, listen, buddy, I understand. You didn't come. We're not going to blame you for it, okay? But the fact that you didn't come, and it says in the get,
but it's a mitzvah to give a get. So by stopping him from being a get, you're being stopping him from doing a mitzvah.
So the other rabbi, he wants to stop the Mishnah. He wants to stop the mitzvah. He wants to stop the get.
Well, he's being mekayem mitzvah by giving the get.
He wants to stop the get. He's saying, I don't want the get. So we're allowing the get. So if anything, the oinus is not, by saying oinus is just going to...
Wait, what's that? It's not very
similar to Elias HaShachar. Elias HaShachar is saying it's just the nature of the oinus.
Right.
There's an oinus that's passive. There's an oinus that's active. The oinus that's active is where a person is doing something he doesn't want to do. And that mayor asked the question, what about in the case of Mila? Mila also is passive. He's not doing the Mila. And we don't punish him for that. L'chayra, that should be a similar type of thing. Comes the Bikur and says, different pshat. Bikur says, the vart is, over here we're not looking to punish you, Bechlal. It's not about punishment. A person doesn't do bris mila, you want to punish him. Punishment's karis. A person machal shavis, you want to punish him. What's the punishment? Skila. Those are all about punishment. Lenara lo yisaseh davar, what does that mean? Don't do anything to her. Don't punish her. Over here, it's a different sugya of oinus. Over here, the sugya of oinus is, listen, the fact is you gave a get with a certain condition. You didn't keep the condition. So it's very nice. You say, you know, we're not going to blame you for it. But the fact is, you didn't come. You didn't come. You're megureshes.
It's by mezainus also?
So you have to know what's by mezainus. Good. You have to know by mezainus, exactly. Very good. Akoponim, Rabbi Isai. What we're seeing over here in these achronim is, this is not necessarily the regular din of, you know, of oinus that we see everywhere else. What we have to figure out is exactly how does the oinus work. Like, for example, like the Bikur Ruvain says, listen, a contract is a contract. So what's the pshat? Why would you say oinus begit? I made a deal. It didn't come. I'll give you an example, Rabbi Isai. What happens if a person says, Harea mukudeshesli im erza abba? We're married to you if my father wants us to be married. Right? And the father doesn't want. Did he say, look, I'm an oinus. I couldn't control my father. No, right? Why?
You made it tonight.
The person says, I'm Harea mukudeshesli if it rains tomorrow. And he says, I really tried to stop it from raining, but it rained anyway. Can he say that, you made it tonight, that's the tonight. The tonight doesn't necessarily have to be in your hands. So why are we discussing on this beginning? Hareze gitech imloi basi. That tonight is the tonight. And a chanami, that's what the Bikur Ruvain says. That's the chiddush over here, that therefore we would discuss, does on this work or not? But I'm asking you a question, so how taka? That we're going to leave for now, Rabbi. So that we're going to see. But that's breaking open the sugya here. The sugya of Einus Megitin is, what is the nature of this Einus? It's a big discussion in the Achronim. Well, I'll just give you one thought on this. This is Baruch Be'er B'Shem Reb Chaim. It's also brought on the back over here. The Goritz brings it as follows. And we're going to break this open later. I just want to whet your appetite. Here goes. Says Baruch Be'er B'Shem Reb Chaim, Yesh Lachkor, how does Einus work? Is the pshat in Einus that I did it, but I'm not held accountable for it? I'm not going to get punished for it. Is that Einus? Or it's like I never did it. Einus is like I never did it. I didn't do it. Yesh lachkar. So says Baruch Be'er, I'll prove to you Einus is like I never did it. Because what happens if a person does avodah zarah Vainus to an animal? The halacha is, if an animal, if someone's oivet avodah zarah to an animal, the animal comes also by anah. It's called a nevad. So a person is oivet avodah zarah to an animal vainus. What's the din of the animal? Says Reb Chaim, the din is that the animal is mutter by anah. But why? This animal is an avodah zarah. In a chanam, we're not going to punish the person who did it. Why? Because he did it. Vainus. We won't punish him. A bear, was this an animal that was, someone was over this animal? Yes. Says Rabbah Bear, Vais Tachois. What's the pshat? Vainus Rachman Apatre. That it's not considered as if he did it. He didn't do it. Something that was done when he was forced is not called doing it. So it's not called avodah zarah. It's the lashon of the chazal's not so mashma. What does Einus Rachmana Patre mean? What?
Still something wrong there.
But this is what Rav Baruch Be'er says. Comes Rav Baruch Be'er says another vart. Listen to this knetch. Ready?
The animal is okay or not?
The animal's mutter.
Hebrew is bad.
What? Mutter ba'ana, everything. It's like a regular animal. Therefore, he says it must be, and this is like not doing. Says Rav Baruch Be'er, listen. What does it mean? Harezek itech imloy basi. I'm going to first sing the nigga, then I'm going to say the two pshatim. Is the pshat harezek itech imloy basi? Harezek itech imloy basi. Imloy basi. Is it that he has to not come, or if I don't come, then it's a get? Says Baruch Be'er, if the word of Eizek Itech Imloy Basi is I have to do a Maisa of Loy Basi. So what happens if I do a Loy Basi bonus? Did I do a Loy Basi?
No.
No. So again, if the pshat in Einus is you did it, we just don't hold you responsible. You did it. You were Loy Basi. Listen, buddy, I don't care. I'm not. You did. There's a kiyum of the Tanai. But if the vart of Einus is it didn't happen, so a person says, we'll be married if it rains tomorrow. It didn't rain. The pshat is it didn't rain.
The second thought is that he didn't come
period,
he has to do a
knock. No, he has to do a Loy Basi. So because he's an Einus, he didn't do a Loy Basi. So there's no kiyum of the Tanai. Why not? Because the Tanai is, we will be divorced if I lobasi. Did you lobasi? I didn't lobasi. It was an Einus. I didn't lobasi. Was I a bit of a Zara? You weren't a bit of a Zara. Was I lobasi? I wasn't lobasi. So there's no kiyum in the Tanai, says Rav Baruch Be'er. There's two other stuff. There's a tzad that it's imloy basi. I have to do something. I have to do a basi. If I don't come, then there's a get. So did he come? He didn't come. But did he not come? He did not come.
Im loy basi.
If I loy basi, what do I have to do to make this get? I have to loy basi. Or it's if I don't come, so then there's a get. So he didn't come. Did he do a not coming? This is a Rabbah. You hear Rabbi Rabbah says two festazachin. Festazach number one is, Einus is called, it didn't happen. Festazach number two is that this tnai is you have to do a not coming. So I didn't not come because I was an Einus. So it's not called the kiyum of the tnai.
You
don't come. Ein hachanami. You're right, I didn't come. But the tnai was I have to not come. Did I not come? So it's as if I made a tnai. This is, it would be a get if it rains tomorrow. It didn't rain.
How could you create something that never happened?
What do you mean?
Very good. He didn't do a loy basi, but he didn't come.
He doesn't have to come.
Why not?
Because the Tanai is, if you don't come, it's a get.
He has to be here.
No!
He doesn't have to be
That's what Baruch Hu is saying. It's a not, it's an active not come. If I don't come, so then...
How could you actively not do anything?
I'm an oinus. He's an oinus. He's not actively doing anything.
He's
he has to actively not... In a chanam, he's not here. But that's not what it means. He has to not come. It's not called... This is Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yisai, Amar de Kechidish. Huh? But it's not
there's
two reads done in one.
No,
it's like this. He's saying two different chiddushim. He's saying a chiddush, first of all, that that's what's called oinus. That's not so simple. He's saying a chiddush that the tanai is called a loibasi. It's also not so pashut, right? So this is what Rabbah Ber, this is the way Rabbah Ber makes the sugya. Memele Rabbah Ber makes this sugya a full fledged oinus Rachmana Patre sugya. Because what does oinus Rachmana Patre mean, says Rabbah Ber? It means I didn't do it. So if I didn't do it, there's no came on the tonight. But you don't have to do anything over here. You just have to be passive. No, there's a loy bussy, says Rabbi Ochber. The state. So I have to be a loy nisu. I was a loy nisu because I was a loy. That's what Rabbi Ochber does. What is it? We're going to leave it alone. I just want to whet your appetite. I want you to talk about this. I want you to hack this and try to figure it out. We're going to see other pshatim perhaps in the sugya. Rabbi Ochber. But the vaylo, we're going to grapple in the sugya with figuring out what's tainus einus begitten. It's a contract. You did it. You didn't do it. Says Rabbi Ochber that's good for what oinus means. It means, oh, I didn't fulfill the tonight of the contract. That's a big chiddush. Okay, Rabbi Say, let's go by to the sugya. I want you to hack it, okay? Can you hack it?
No, it's different because
yeah.
You said that I didn't say that. It's not to say that Inus is the
yes, I should. So Nevel is different. She came to Misasik, Bechalov, and Varai, she came Nene. Okay, we have to. There's kashas. There's kashas on this. There's other kashas on this. How could you ever have a din? There's a kasha which I. How could you ever have a din of Yarg Val Yavar? What's the din Yarg Val Yavar?
Ainis is like it never happened.
I didn't do it. Yeah, but so that would be very good. Those two cases, but then it should be Nevad. It should be also Vana, because that's Avodah Zarah. Some things. Okay, Rabbi said this is the hack. This is going to be big hack. The Vaila. Let's go Vaiter in the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to. This is the sugya. Now we're going to get into all the different. There's all different prices and all different nuances. Says the Gemara. Mina le lirava ha. Where does Rava know this from? Where did Rava get it from? Says the Gemara. Now hold on a second. Before that, there's two different questions. There's one question is, where was Rava's source and what was Rava's reason? Those are two different things. In other words, if we could bring a Mishnah that says Ain Ois Begitten, that's very nice. But why? We still don't know why. Right, the Gemara is trying to figure out Minole the Rava, just trying to figure out where the Rava get it from. What the reason for it is, the Gemara isn't necessarily even discussing. So says the Gemara, Minole the Rava ha. If you want to see it's from this mission that it says, Harizek itechem loy basi mikan vayud beis chodesh umeis bezochi beis chodesh enoget meisude enoget hachala harizek get. It seems like chala's a get. Says the Gemara, Dilma loy lo meimel hachala nami enoget. Yigufakamashim londein get lachar misa. Maybe that's not a raya. That old Bryce is just coming to teach me this klal that ain't get lachar misa. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. It seems from our Mishnah that there's a chiddush called. And get lachar misa. We got to figure out what that chiddush is. Let's see Rashi.
Or you can intervene.
There, so.
Why can't you have both? Just because it's coming to teach you specifically, so, why can't we still learn out? But it did only say that.
So Tosis addresses that. Tosis addresses that. So good kasha. Tosis talks about it. Says Rashi. Ulinyan gittin ain't okay. We saw this Rashi. The fichach koi dashminach ikvas einis patras minim azayis linyan gittin ain't tainus einis my elis. In rosam get leishto amnas imloy avoy adzman ploini ye get venenas veloy ba rezeget veniachol loymar einis ayisi. Amakosaver ain't einis begitten ain't tainus einis begitten. Rashi keeps stressing our basically this word. Rashi keeps putting on this word tainus einis. What is it? What does the word tainus einis mean? What?
It's
Torah and Bezdin,
why should I have to pay?
Wait, it's
a
Tainas oinus. Yes, the taina oinus.
We don't
before Rashi says, and yachol loimer oinus ayisi. What's tainas? What do you need a tainas oinus for?
They ask him, why didn't you give him a oinus? He has to say that.
Why does he have to say that?
Because if he doesn't say anything, he's chayiv.
But what happens if Bezdin knows he's an oinus without him? He has to taina that?
You don't know that he's an oinus.
Yes, that yes.
She's going to mind him from his oinus.
Yeah. So, you're right, but has to. Let me say it this way, Lamashal. Let me say it this way, Rabbi Say. According to Rabbi Baruch Ber, right? What happens if a man says, Zevi, you ready? If a man says, if it rains tomorrow, and it doesn't rain, does he have to taina? We're not divorced. It didn't rain. Does he have to taina that? He doesn't have taina that. Why not?
It didn't happen.
So according to Rabbi Baruch Ber, that the pshat is that this is not a kima of tonight. I didn't do a loibasi. I have to taina something.
Yeah,
there's no get finished.
But lemaisa, you didn't come. Where were you?
No.
As of now, you're mekayim the tonight. As of now, you're
no. You weren't mekayim the tonight.
You weren't mekayim the
tonight. No, but there's no loibasi.
So it's a thing.
But it has to be a loibasi, and if he's a oynes, it didn't happen. So Rabbi Baruch Ber is saying this did not. It looks like it happened. It looks like it happened, but it didn't happen. Right? Right? So you're saying it, but how do we know unless he says it? Yeah, but is that called a tainas oinus? It sounds like an oinus. How do we know if it's an oinus? He'll say it or not, but Rashi keeps pushing in. Rashi keeps shoving in. Tainas oinus. Rashi does it three times. In the first Rashi says tainas oinus. In the second Rashi says in yochol loimar oinus ayisi. The third kasov oinus begin ain tainas oinus. Why does Rashi keep inserting the tainas over here? What's going on? I'm not sure. Says Rashi lekamei meforish taima. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain the reason. What does Rashi mean to tell us? The whole time we're saying mina leila ravaha. We're not looking for the reason. We're just looking for the what? The makar. Later on, we're going to discuss what the reason is. Ain't a get. He says in lebaisikani of his chodesh and his mace. Ain't a get. Vim ain labanim zukuka leyava. Rashi's by warning. Listen, the guy's dead, right? So what do we care? What do we care? You know what I mean? He's dead or he's divorced. This is what is this just what difference does it make? What's the nafkamina? He's dead. So who cares if it's a get or not? Says Rashi, Vim ain labanim zkuka liyavim. The difference is she now going to be zakuk liyavim? It could be that's why the husband, wanted to get in certain cases in the first place, just to avoid this type of. We want to know if she now has to stay to the oven. There might be other nafkaminas. Anyone think of kahuna? There's another nafkamina, perhaps. But this is the nafkamina Rashi chooses. Meis who the eino get says Rashi the haloi shav yagita yud beis chodesh vu meis besoy chazman uman ko megarish lo mehashta. Ena Mesa Megarshan. Says Rashi, by Mesa is Ena get because Ena Mesa Megarshan.
Yeah.
Mesa who de Ena get? Mishum de Ena get lachar Misa. Al Mishum Oynes Achrino la Mavka Gita. Al Mayin Oynes Begitten. Dis Alkadaita Chola Nami Ena get. Nisni Chola. Vikol Shein Mesa. Shein Oynes Gadol Mizeh. If you just want to teach me one thing, which is Ena. That there's a din of oynes begitten, so tell me chala, kol shchein meis, she'ein oynes gadol mizeh. There's no bigger oynes than being dead. Right? That's for sure. That's like, that's the, you know, the biggest oynes possible. Says Rashi, maybe he goofed for kamashmalan. Kolaymer hatana meis lava diuka delay tanya lemeida kachala reza get elashmina ni goofa then get lachar misa. Okay. So the boys, I'd like to focus for a moment on what is this klal of ein get lachar misa? So maybe that's the chiddush of ein get lachar misa. Why ein get lachar misa? Why is that taka true? Someone would tell you, can a person give a get after he dies? What's the reason why not? So Rashi says, ein ha-meisim megarshim. Rashi says the reason is because Mesim, that's what Rashi said. Man ko megarish lo me'ash tein amesim megarishin. He can't do it. Frek the ktsayis in Simen Kuf Peches, he says, if you look in Rashi in Gittin and Aftes Amid Beis, where Rashi is also discussing giving a get Achar Misa, Rashi says a whole different reason. Over there, Rashi says, why can't you give a get Achar Misa, says Rashi, because it's Nafkale Rishusa Mine. Rashi says, because it's Pokale Rishuse.
She's already free.
In other words, you need to have someone to divorce. And she's already out. He's dead. Right? So now he wants to divorce her. Once, how does it say in the Mishnah in Kedushin? The Koinus Atzma Mishnei Drachim. Get him, Misa Sabal. So there's already Misa Sabal. So she's already Koinus Atzma. So now what are you going to divorce? Hapokalei Rishusei.
Over here, you try to set it up to happen
before he died. Ain't a chanami, but lamaisa, you only want the chalos to happen afterwards. You don't want the chalos to happen before. If you want the chalos to happen before, so then why are you saying in a mesa megarshim? He's not divorcing when he's mesa, he's divorcing when he's alive. He's setting it up before. Elamai, you're telling me that it's only happening afterwards. It's only happening afterwards. So what's going on? Says the sukkah, says the ktsais brings. And he says, listen. I'm going to explain to you why over there the Gemara and Gittin, the Gemara couldn't say Eina Mesa Megarshim. I explain to you why the Gemara had to give a different reason. Our Gemara gave the reason of because Eina Mesa Megarshim. That Gemara couldn't give that reason why, because over there the Gemara is talking about a person sent a shliach to Megarsh his wife, and the person died before the shliach got there. Says the Gemara, you can't be Megarsh her. Now says the Or Sameach. Says the Ktois, I would like to clear the following chakir. What would happen if a person sent a shliach to do something and then the person went crazy? Nishtate. It's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Tur, the Rush, the Tur, maybe the Rush, go together. Yeah, machlokes, the Arsameach brings it as a machlokes, Rambam and Tur. What happens? The Rambam's opinion is you can continue doing your shlichas, even though he is now nishtate. The Torah's opinion is you can.
Rush and the Torah?
Rambam and the Torah. The Rambam is of the opinion that you can still do the shlichus midiraisa at least. The Torah says you can. Comes along with Tzitzis and says, if Rashi holds like the Rambam. What does that mean? That means that even if the Meshaleach doesn't anymore have das, you can still do it. So too over here. What's the pshat in that? So comes Dor Sameach and explains as follows. How does shlichus work? I can understand shlichus in one of two ways. One way shlichus is power of attorney. Power of attorney is I have empowered you to do whatever you want to do. Now you have the koyach to do whatever. I gave you I have vested you with the power to do whatever you want to do. Another pshat is that you are doing it for me. You're an extension of me. You're doing it for me. So when you do it, lashon that the yeshiva shalashon is maisa misyachas. What you do, it's like I did it, because I told you to do it. So it's like I did it.
Constant flow of energy, kind of.
Yeah, like a constant flow of energy. Yeah, yeah. So if the pshat is power of attorney, once I gave you power of attorney, so you're doing it. I'm not doing it anymore. So then the mishaleach is out of the picture, and even if he doesn't have dots anymore, mishaleach is out of the picture. Says the ktsais, even the mishaleach is dead, you could still do it, because the shliach now has the koyach of gerushin. Who's the megarish? The shliach is the megarish. But if you say he's an extension of the mishaleach, so I'm doing it through you. So who's the megarish? The bialim. If the bialim is dead, the bialim can't be the megarish.
He could have the megarish. Even if it was the shliach, why do you have the problem that he's pakam mereshusa?
Says Rashi over there, there's a different reason why you can't do Gerishin, because Paka Rishusai. In other words, we have a Megarish here. Who's the Megarish? Shliach. If you hold that whenever the Bailam is out, you know, out for the count, that the Shliach can't do it anymore, then the Pshat is, then the Mashalech is always the Megarish. The Bailam is always the Megarish. If the Bailam is dead, we have no Megarish. But says, maybe Rashi holds like the Rambam. And the Rambam holds that if the Bailam is out to lunch, you could still do the Kinyan. How? Because now the Shliach is doing the Kinyan. Because the Shliach was vested with the Koyach from the Bailam, now the Shliach is doing it. So even the Bailam's dead, now we have a Megarish. The Megarish is the Shliach. Says Rashi over there. Okay, but there's a different problem over there. It's Pakalei Rishusai. Therefore, there's nothing to be Megarish anymore. Azoizok adkan de reaktsois. Kum de achroinim, and they say, okay, very good. Ksois got it. Excellent. Fest. Lomdish geschmack. Okay, but I have a question the other way around. Why does our Rashi not say the reason for that Rashi isn't getting? I think the reason Rashi isn't getting is much more pashit. Rashi is saying there's nothing to be Megarish. There's nothing to do. There's nothing. I would say differently. They're divorced already. Right, they're whatever already. They're not married anymore. Can you do a get achar misa? There's nothing to talk about. It's already done. So why is Rashi Be'ah saying, "Oh, the Bailam can't do it because he's dead"? Why are you doing that? What's wrong with the reason over there? I understand why over there we can't say our reason, because over there you have a Megarish. The Megarish is the Shliach. But over here, why don't we just say that it's done? It's finished. There's no marriage. What are you coming to divorce? Comes the Achroinim, we have in front of us Rav David Kviat, who was Rashi Ben Amir. Rav David Kviat passed away, I think, a year ago. I didn't put it on because I wasn't sure. I didn't put on the Zatzal or Shlita because I wasn't sure, but I believe passed away around a year ago is Rashi Ben Amir. Rav David Kviat and the Beis Meir and other Achroinim, Rav David Pavarsky, other Achroinim say the same word. They say, listen, I'll tell you why Rashi over here had to say differently. Because Rashi over here is talking about, why does he want to give this get bechlal? What difference do we care if he's divorced or they just die? What's the nafkamina? You know?
Should
fall to Yibam. Now, how does Yibam work? Comes along the Achroinim and say, "Mar dekechidish." You know what Yibam is? Yibam is that there's still left some sort of connection from the original husband. What? Zika, geblibin, etvas, epis, from the original kedushin, and the brother kind of picks that up. That's what the brother's doing. He's what? Hakim shem zera l'achiv. What?
He's had Rashi in the kedushin, and Rashi said he's still in the kedushin already from the first brother. The
kedushin's from the first brother. It's kilu. The first brother's is that yachas is still here. The Rashi and the Beis Amar Aleph on the bottom. Right, over there? I think so. Kopana, if that's true, so is there something to be Megarish in this case? Yes. Be Megarish the Zika. Because the Zika is what's left of our Ishus.
But that Garish is only going on a regular merit, but Yibam is going to be Yibam is a very specific.
How do you know that? Can I tell you why you don't know that? Because the only one who could do the Gerishin would be the husband, and the husband's dead, so he can't be Megarish.
Chalitza.
What? Chalitza is what the brother does. But but he should do Gerishin. But he will never know that, because it never happens. You understand what I'm saying? Let's say it this way, Nehemiah. What Nehemiah is pointing out is that there's a chiddush here. There's a chiddush that you could do a gerushin on a zika. We know the brother does chalitza on a zika, but that's the brother. But that the person that started the kedushin, we thought that maybe he could do a gerushin on a zika. It's a chiddush. But if that's the pshat, Rashi stresses over here that we're negeya to yavam. Why does Rashi stress negeya to yavam? It's negeya to other things. Negeya to whether he can marry a
kayin.
Yeah, but then if it's only negeya to marrying a kayin, so there's no discussion of kedushin over here. At kama is this discussion of yibam, so then there's a discussion of get, because there's something to be megarish.
Oh, and over there, there's no discussion.
Gemara over there is talking about where there's a shliach. So over there, it's not talking about a case where.
So
in other words, it's a chisorin in the hulk of a hayselish acher. It's a vice the chayis. There wasn't a yotzami beisa. Very good.
sends a shliach in the case of Yibum, so you lose both time, so how can there be a
Gershon on the Zikash? He sends a shliach in the case of Yibum, where you don't have both timeim, so then it would work. They'll come out a peladik achidish. It's a peladik achidish. Rabbi Kanetsky is right. A peladik achidish. Pilei ploim.
Shliach yibum
if he sends a shliach to Megarish's wife in a case where she's not fully yibum, so you have a Megarish because shliach is there. And you still have a kedushin because the yavam is there. You'd be able to be magarish the yavam. Pilei ployim. Pilei ployim. Okay, Rabbi Say. Let's go right. Let's see Tosis for a second over here on this line of the Gemara. Tosis says, "Meisu de'ein get, de'ein get la'achar misa. Ha chala reiz a get, de'i chala nami ein get. V'taima de'acha de'ein get mishum oynis im kein lashmin chala davi oynis mut v'kol shchein meis. Da'ash da'kati lo asik adaita de'be meis ikal ameima nichal le'dol tepo kam yava." As the Gemara later on is saying that there's a svara of why maybe mace is more of a reason, the Gemara says later on. But at this moment, Lishminan Chala, Davion is Munat, V'kol Shechem Mace. It seems like Tosis is very similar to what Rashi said. We have put ourselves on the line saying that Tosis never repeats a Rashi. Over here, there is an addition in the bottom of Tosfos about this. So I don't feel so uncomfortable with the Tosfos, but the top part of Tosfos is very, very similar to Rashi, right? It's almost the same. Rashi, what Gemara is saying, Meisu deina get again. They ain't get. We're seeing Tosfos again. They ain't get lachar misa achala hareza get yichala nami ain't get v'taima da'acha they ain't get mishum oynes imkein lashminan chala davi oynes muat v'kol shchein meis. Rashi said come out the same thing. But if you look in Rashi and Tosfos, there's a very subtle difference in the language between Rashi and Tosfos. Which is, Rashi says what's going on over here is if you would have only said Chala, I would have said V'chol Shechein Meis, She'ein Oynes Gadol Mizeh. Which means Rashi is coming to highlight that Meis is a big Oynes. Tosfos says, "Lashminun chala to have oynis muat v'kol shchein meis." Tosfos is coming to highlight that chala is a shvacha oynis. You see that, Rafi? You see that? Do it again. Tosfos says, "Lashminun chala to have oynis muat is like a small oynis v'kol shchein meis." That's Tosfos. Rashi says, "Nisni chala." The kol shchein meis she'ein oynis gadol mizeh.
Meis.
Right. Meis, Rashi is highlighting meis is big time oynis. And Tosfos is highlighting that chala is a shvacha oynis. The difference to me is as follows, Rabbi Say. According to Rashi, would you say chala is like a low class oynis?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. But you would say that meis is a
Major
first class einus. It's a spitz einus, right? If you would ask Tosfos, is chala a low class einus? Yeah, mace doesn't say anything about it, but mace is for sure a good einus. So the question is, are you looking at chala as being like a subpar einus, or are you just looking at mace as being a above average einus? They're talking about two different things.
The problem with mace in our sugya, though,
yeah,
is it doesn't go on the cloud of oinus, really, because the bottom line is it has a different reason why it's not a yet.
But right, right. But the Gemara right now is trying to ignore that reason for a second and say if the only reason why over here is because of ein oinus begitin, so tell me chala v'kol shchein mace, and then we will stick with that as being because of oinus. If we ignore the other part of it. So this moment, oinus, Rashi says, is a spitz. It makes it a spitz oinus. What's the difference? So basically, I'd like to suggest perhaps as follows. And this is going to bring us back to our sugya, to what happened over here on Daf. Let's if you could bring me back for a second. We did Chazara. We're all holding in the sugyas beforehand. Pir Sanida. What type of oinus is Pir Sanida?
It depends
on
she's a Rambam and Ritva.
Rambam and the Ritva. According to the Rambam, can he marry her if he wants to? No. So what type of oinus is this? This is grade A, top of the line oinus. You can try from today till tomorrow. It's not working. The Ritva says no. The oinus we're talking about over here just means
sick.
What does it mean? He doesn't want to. It's not gishmak, says the Ritva. And when you say chala, it's the same thing. What, he can't get married if he's chala? Why can't he get married if he's chala? It just means it's not gishmak. Pictures aren't going to look good. He's not going to have a good time dancing. He's going to be sneezing and coughing. He can get married once. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, what does pure sanida mean?
Awesome.
Pure sanida means you can't get married. So according to the Rambam, the oinus that we're talking about in our sugya is a full oinus. Masha Enkein, according to the Ritva, the oinus we're talking about in sugya is just, it's like, you know, it's not so gishmak. It could be, if we bring that to our sugyas, we're going to have a similar type of thing. Rashi says over here, Tosfos, let's go to Tosfos for a second. Chala is not not such kolkach oinus. Chola have oinus muat. It's not such a big oinus. What does that mean? It's not such a big oinus. The maisa. What does it mean? He's sick. It means he physically couldn't make the trip, or maybe it just means people don't travel 12 months that way. It's like it's not gishmak. The same way we saw in the Gemara before, chala just means that, you know, it's not so easy for me to get married. It's not so easy for me to come. I would have been happy to come, but I wasn't feeling well. It was going to be very tiring, and I wasn't interested in traveling. That's all it means. So that's an oinus muat, says Tosfos. That's not really an oinus. Mace is like a real oinus. You can't blame him for that one. But maybe Rashi holds, no. Chal is an oinus. You're right, it's not oinus like mace. Mace is like top. You know, you can't go any better than mace. But he's not going to start saying that chal is not a good oinus. Because according to Rashi, chal means he couldn't make the trip. The doctor said, don't go. You go, you're going to die. It's dangerous. You can't go. It's a long, you know, 12 months. It's going to take him to get back. He's a legit oinus. That could be. It depends on what we saw in the previous sugya. So we left a lot of things open here. There's a lot more to still see over here, binageya to the details. So I want to break it up as follows. The sugya is there's two sugyas here. One is the details, and the other one is the whole picture. The whole picture is einis begin. The details are, we're going to get involved in this concept called engel achramisa. We spoke about it today. Get involved in whether or not zman shel shtam ochiach alav. It's a different sugya. There's going to all these different details that are going to together. We're going to make up mini sugyas, and then there's the global sugya of einis begin. We'll continue with that and more. Beis Hashem.